Do you like conspiracies?
Only for their entertainment value?
Well, you've come to the right place.
Here, we talk about the four-letter word, conspiracy.
And we also make jokes about them.
Welcome to What the Conspiracy.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to WT Conspiracy. I think I just, you know what, podcast over. That's it. We're done.
No, it keeps going.
Keep going. Okay, all right. Welcome to WT Conspiracy, where two old men dress up for Halloween, and one of them is dressed up as Squidward in an inflatable costume, and the other one's wearing just a regular mask. If you can't tell yet by the way that we sound, I am not wearing a giant inflatable costume.
One of us is, and some of us just took the Halloween episode just a little more seriously than the other one, so, you know, we're...
I bought this mask for $5 like 5 years ago. Okay.
Well, hell yeah.
I took this seriously.
You know what's funny? You used to wear that when you stream on Halloween. I remember because you had the green screen, and then it would just be your face floating because that's green.
Yep.
I remember.
Oh yeah. Oh okay. Sorry, we didn't even continually finish intro. Welcome to WT Conspiracy with your co-host I am Peaswad, and he is.
Sleepy
is dressed up for Halloween episode. Welcome to episode 24, the Halloween conspiracy theories, and then we'll do a little bit of extra fun at the end too, right, Sleepy?
Yeah. So this episode is going to be just a couple of, you know, it might not be the longest episode we've done, just some maybe some short Halloween conspiracy theories. I want to look at and maybe touch on some movie. Halloween, like, type movie conspiracy theories.
Don't give it away.
Nope. You want me to tell? Okay, fine.
Nope, it's a secret. They'll have to listen to the whole episode, right?
Okay.
Ah.
Okay.
Yeah. So, like I said, this is episode 24. It's going to be about Halloween conspiracy theories. We are at WT Conspiracy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. We are also WTConspiracy@gmail.com. It's all one word, WTConspiracy@gmail.com. And then we also have these in video form, which right now would be, it would behoove you to jump right on to the YouTubes and just type in WT Conspiracy, all one word, and then it'll come up and you'll see us, where I'm wearing a lizard hat, pretty much. Like, you can see my face, but the rest of my body's a lizard, so I'm Lizard Wad right now. And Sleepy, go ahead and tell them about you.
Oh, I am wearing a very large inflatable Squidward costume, which is it literally takes two people for me to get this on. I can't put it on by myself because it's a bit of a pain. So
I saw it. I watched with the Tim assistance have to get his wife
of and my wife, we got this put on and then inflated, and now we're sitting here. And like, I can, one thing I did not anticipate with this is. Mm-hmm. Not being able to see as well out of it. So you guys know me, and my research is typically, you know, handwritten or printouts. So reading, there's going to be a lot of, you guys are going to see a lot of this while I put this as close to my face as possible and try to read some of this stuff that we're going to cover.
He put the paper up as close as he possibly could to the...
to this place where I can see it possible. Whoa!
Whoa, Squidward head just flopping around.
Yeah, alright, we're good.
Got it. So,
SpongeBob. That sounded like more like Mr. Krabs. I'm sorry, go ahead with your country shout-out. Yeah.
SpongeBob, me boy. Money. Okay, so, returning countries. We have the United States, where we live, which, like, that's good. Thank you to people in our countrymen. We also have Canada and Singapore. Singapore's back, baby.
That's a new one. Have we had that one before?
We have.
Have we?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. We have.
Welcome back.
Welcome back. Thank you for listening, everybody. We do appreciate every single one of you. Make sure you hit the follow or the like or the whatever the hell it is. We are on YouTube, like I said. We have TikTok. We have Instagram. We have Twitter, but who cares about Twitter? Are great. I don't even know where I was going with that. So, anyways, go follow us around all those platforms. Oh, follow us on everything because it's fun. But with that being said, let's do a little catch up on video games, shows, life stuff, whatever, brother. You go.
I really, you know, it hasn't been that long since we recorded last, so.
No, it hasn't.
Any new shows? No, I have not watched any new shows since the last time we recorded.
You don't watch any new shows, though. You watch all the same shows over and
over.
Yeah,
I mean, I watched some football on Sunday.
Oh, yeah.
At that point, the Vikings already played, so I really wasn't paying that much attention to it, so.
Yeah.
Not really any new shows. I've been, you know, Trailer Park Boys is always great, so I've been, you know, watching that.
Deadpool
like
versus
I always do.
Deadpool and Wolverine.
That and SportsCenter, so those two things. And then video games.
Mm-hmm.
I've actually been playing a lot of the new COD. Just kind of just turn my brain off and just run around and shoot. So, you know, I'm sure I'll get tired of it sooner rather than later. So, but for the moment, that's kind of what I'm running around playing.
Is it a good COD game? Would you suggest people play
it? The gunplay feels better, I think, than other CODs. But, you know, it's still, you get the movement people who play it. And I'm too old to, you know, watch videos on how to do all this crazy stuff, so it's just
how to run.
But then, like, you'll be playing, and there'll be somebody doing all this crazy movement stuff, and then at the end, you know, you look, and they went like 20 and 10, not 20 and 10, like 20 and like 15. It's like all of that to do that. It's just like I did better than that, just walking around.
I didn't dive around every corner backwards.
So much effort, ridiculous. For that, but anyway, so not a lot of catch up on my side. I'm tomorrow's, you know, as we get into November and stuff like that, we'll get to, you know, I'm not one of those people on November 1st, once it hits, like you skip Halloween, like it, you know, we ease into it, but
yeah.
So like November 1st isn't Christmas time for us, but like the weekend before Thanksgiving, that's when I put out all my stuff. So like Thanksgiving at my house is like Christmas, like the tree's up, all the stuff's out. and stuff like that. So, when do you put up your Christmas stuff?
Day after Thanksgiving.
Day after? Not at our house. It literally looks like Christmas at our house, like on Thanksgiving.
Why would you want to do that? Give Thanksgiving, which is amazing of a holiday, American.
It's
you
one
know,
of my favorite holidays. But at that point, you know how great it is to sit around and eat food and then watch football with a Christmas tree up and all my Christmas stuff out? You don't understand how much Christmas stuff we put in our house. You know,
yeah.
We have boxes and boxes and boxes of stuff. So, but yeah, so, you know, that's not a lot of catching. What have you been doing since last recorded?
Let's see, we got video games. It's pretty funny. I love Minecraft. People don't know. Love Minecraft. One of my, like, top five most played games my whole life, literally. I've been playing Minecraft since like late 2010, early 2011, and off and on, not like consistently since then, you know, but like I've played it since then. But with that being said, I am on a server, and it's a, he's just moving around in that giant thing, and it looks so
it's
ridiculous.
So fun.
And I play with a couple of guys in 13th, like Salty and Ted and Squirts and well, Lucas is there too, and all of us play on this server, and my brother, I guess, don't forget Train, whoops, and we have a village, and I made a cart, mine cart, all the way from where we're at to this village, and it's underground, so you're safe being in it, and then once you get to this village, there used to be four villagers, and I have put in a little bit of work, and now there has to be over 50.
A lot of villagers. Going back to the mine part,
yeah,
because you know I too am a Minecraft aficionado, but I don't remember why. So mine carts can't be above ground; they got to be underground.
No. They could be wherever. I put it underground because then I dug a tunnel directly to and from the place. So if it's day or night or whatever, you're completely safe riding on Peasewad Transit.
Is that what it's called, Peasewad Transit?
I just made that up just now. So
is it underfunded or proper funding?
Peasewad Transit LLC.
Okay.
Because I'm not getting sued.
Okay, good.
Because if they dig me here, I'm not getting sued. They're like, heck no, bruh. But I've been playing a crazy amount of Minecraft since then, since the last episode, but there's the yawn. A birdie burp. Great. Shows. I actually watched this show last year, I believe it was, and it's on Netflix, and it's called Hellbound. It's a Korean show, so it's you have to read the subs at the bottom. But it's a show about people have a vision that come to them, and it's an angel, and it's like they'll say your name, then they're like Peacewad, you will die tomorrow at 7 p.m. and it's like, what?
Okay.
And then
that's tragic.
At 7 p.m. there are three. They kind of look like clay golems, I guess, you know, like, or something like that. And they mm-hmm. are buff, they're giant, and they have like smoke coming off of them as they run and stuff and move. They come, beat the piss out of you. And then after that, they like shoot your body, like they do this, and your body, like light comes on your body, and you are pretty much burnt to a crisp. And then you show in like labs and stuff, you show no signs of being a human anymore. Like there's no like organic matter, they said.
Oh.
So it's like it's.
So what do you get turned into?
Like you get sent directly to hell, supposedly.
So it's not a boulder. It's a rock.
No, it's hell bound. It's not hell boulder.
Okay, just checking. Just checking. Anyways, go ahead.
Giant clay men are gonna turn you into a rock. Like what? You're twisted.
Yeah, I heard.
Now.
I heard the settlers used to ride those babies for miles.
Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Rocks. Rock and stone. For Carl.
We haven't played that. Did you see that video Mock posted of that hazard level 5?
Oh, I forgot to look.
Dude, it was wild. That's crazy. I've never seen so many. Oh, dude, like so many bugs, like on the screen.
We are a big fan. We're both a big fan of the game Deep Rock Galactic, and that's why I said rock and stone and
rock and stone, brother.
Rock and stone to the heart. Rock and stone to the bone. But we really like playing that game a lot, and our homie Mock played it and did it on the hardest setting, and he said there's just constant bugs at all times. Like people, it's really difficult to survive. But I mean, it's a fun game, super fun. But life stuff, I don't have anything big going on other than tomorrow is of course Halloween. That's why this is our Halloween conspiracy theory episode.
Yep.
And my kids, my 6-year-old is going as Master Chief.
Nice.
And my 8-year-old is going as Optimus Prime. So it's
good,
like,
choice
right.
too. Awesome.
That's cool. And this episode we are wearing costumes. And we said it last episode, which is crazy because we recorded that like 2 days ago, 3 days ago, and it's out today, the day we're recording this. And I'm going to try so hard to get this put out tomorrow for Halloween. But we do encourage you, if you would, and you have to give us permission, but we would love to see a picture of you wearing a costume while listening to the podcast of us talking about Halloween conspiracy theories and being in costumes ourselves.
Yeah, that'd be awesome. You know, so.
Yeah, even if you don't try on a costume very hard like me, or if you are an extreme tryhard like Sleepy.
Or, you know, if you listen to this like on your way to work or something like that, or when you're driving, just put your costume on and just take a picture before and just drive around like people. Let's be honest here. Like, I could wear this year round. Like, do I need to run to the grocery store in July? Throw on the Squidward costume, you know, for fun.
This isn't a one-and-done thing. This is a...
No, this
at
is...
At least monthly thing.
This is... You don't throw something like this away. You know what I mean? You keep this for weddings and, you know, birthdays.
I mean,
Brayden said that I could just randomly join parades if I wanted to.
How hilarious would that be?
These like kids would be like, oh, there's the SpongeBob part. And then it's just me. There's
just
no other
you
characters.
And waving.
Yeah. Yeah. Then I just exit at some point.
We might have to like do that. Like, I'm just saying, like, we're gonna need to
How funny would that
parade,
be?
And we're gonna need to wear that. And I want us to get a video of it and put it up on our Instagram.
Well, as long as they don't throw me in jail. Like, I have to look up the laws on crashing a parade, you know, so.
If anybody's an expert on parade law, please let us know.
Yeah, can I just randomly join it in progress?
I don't think
or if I just stand in the road and they just go past me, like, is that fine?
I don't think that's fine. You're halting the parade. I'm sure that's a law.
Like, on the halting a parade? You imagine going to jail for that?
That's part of parade law.
Impeding a parade.
Yeah. I don't have my full, you know, license yet to be a parade lawyer, but I'm on the way.
Well, everyone needs a goal. You know, everyone needs achievable goals, so that's good.
Peasewad Parade Lawyer at Law.
Sounds like something beyond, like, Adult Swim. You know?
Yep. And really, I don't do any lawyer stuff. I just fight demons or something, you know? Like, it's
yeah, this makes no sense, like, the name.
Yep. Okay, so, are you ready for this?
Ready yeah.
Do it. All right, so let's get into our Halloween conspiracy theories. And Sleeper here has done some research.
Like always.
Share it with us.
Okay, so like I said, seeing through this can be a little problematic, so I'm going to do my best. I went through a lot of this, but I'm not going to remember the details unless I look at notes. So I just want to go through some quick Halloween conspiracies first, just a couple of them, you know, just for fun. So the first one would be, oh my goodness, that is hard to read. Let's see here. Oh, okay. Okay, so this one right here is about a demon cat. So, according to some legends, there is a ghost of a cat that haunts the government buildings in Washington, D.C. Allegedly, demon cat, get it? D.C. demon cat? Shows up D.C. before presidential elections and tragedies within Washington, D.C. And was seen by White House security staff a few nights before the JFK and Abraham Lincoln assassinations.
Same cat.
There we go. Yeah, same cat. Apparently the same cat.
Wow.
Those who have been, who have seen... What?
I guess if it's a ghost, it's like, whatever, you know. Like,
well, yeah, it's a demon. It's a demon cat. Years. Those who have seen the ghost cat... Well, they keep calling it ghost cat and demon cat, so I get you right. Ghost cat described it as any other house cat, but would grow into the size of a tiger when altered. That definitely says altered. Why would you alter the cat?
I don't know. Like,
what website is this? Anyways.
Oh, hey. I can tell you confidently that I believe in ghosts.
Yep. Oh, yeah, we've talked about this.
We have. And while I was living in Okinawa, Japan, in our, like, it was a duplex or a quadplex. We were upstairs on the right. In that apartment, it was a house, but in that house, there was a ghost cat that lived with us. And, like, really? I'm all completely serious. Like, we would close our door because our cat, our actual cats, would be, like, they would jump around and, you know, they're crazy at nighttime. So we'd close our door. And Hogan would be laying on the bed. And then as we're laying there getting ready to sleep or whatever, we would feel a cat, you know, like that soft jump up onto the bed from somewhere.
Right.
And then you would feel it walk and then curl up next to one of the two of us to go to sleep.
Do you ever think maybe just big spiders?
First off, don't say that, because I can show you some pictures. They had crazy giant spiders.
Yeah, we don't need
that. As big as your hand, and they were smart and super fast. So the cat, right? And then you'd be sitting in, like, the living room, and you would hear, like, meowing from one of the bedrooms. And, like, you'd be like, oh, I'm a cat. And then you'd look up at the cat tree behind you, and both of the cats are asleep in the cat tree. And it's like, what? We heard so many weird things that were, like, cat-related, but it was a ghost.
I have never seen a ghost.
I've seen
two. I'm also not looking for them, you know, actively. So, I mean, that thing I'd help.
Get yourself out there. Meet some ghosts or something.
I don't think I do. I don't think I need to try to meet ghosts.
Hey,
I think
next Slippy Palooza, let's go do some ghost hunting.
In Georgia? I mean, I don't know. I'm sure there's all kinds of haunted stuff.
Yes. If we go to Savannah, that is like one of the most haunted places in the United States.
And we can drink on the street. So that's good.
And we can meet get some, and he could probably get us in backstage and cool places and stuff.
Yeah, and watch him curate things.
Watch him be old-timey and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, boy.
Anyways, back to the end of Demon Cap. So basically it says, if you see a medium-sized cat that turns into a tiger cat, apparently, mm-hmm. Just avoid it. You know, especially around presidential elections, which is currently very soon, so just avoid all cats in Washington, D.C. for the next, like, week or
if
so.
If you're American, make sure you go vote. That's all we're saying, go vote. We're not getting political in anything.
Yep.
Just
go vote.
Go vote. That's it.
Yeah, that's all we'll touch on that, so. Mm-hmm. All right, so next quick conspiracy theory for Halloween, and this is kind of about a beloved show that's on every year, The Great Pumpkin from Charlie Brown.
Yeah.
The classic Halloween movie brings back feeling of excitement from childhood, but it does have a suspected dark side to it, a conspiracy that will make you rethink the show. According to some theories, the Great Big Pumpkin is a vengeful god who killed all the trick-or-treaters' parents. That is why there is a lack of parents within the Charlie Brown show, and since the show is all about children, some eyebrows were raised whether or not the children's parents are dead or not, or if the or if the Great Pumpkin really did kill all of them. This is a Halloween classic. So is it a Halloween classic? Are you referring to the movie or like murdering all these kids' parents? Like what? I don't understand. That was the longest sentence I think I've ever read in my entire life. Not even a comma.
Nope.
That was like half a paragraph.
It was like all one sentence?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Well, from what I can see. So.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. No, you never. Doing his best. Never know. There could be one in there. I just can't see it. I don't think you understand how hard it is to see out of my eyes.
Nope.
My eyes.
My eyes are up here.
Oh, my nose. Okay. My color's messed up.
So,
yeah,
with
good.
That being said, it's only talking about the pumpkin, the Great Pumpkin, right? Not the actual show?
Yeah, just the Great Pumpkin, you know.
And I say that because I know that, like, Charlie, you can hear Charlie Brown's mom and his teacher, and it's just that.
Yeah, but if it's in that part of the show, you would think it would carry forward to the rest of it, right?
Unless they're saying that at the end of all of Charlie Brown's timeline, there's the Great Pumpkin.
Yeah, that could just be the end.
Yeah, I guess.
Maybe it starts like on November 1st, and just all of it was just within a year, and the ending is Charlie Brown and the Great Pumpkin. That could be it.
That's it.
I don't condone the Great Pumpkin. Just so we're aware, I don't agree with his methods or theories. So
no, I don't either.
I don't believe he should be doing what he should be doing. Okay, so the next one. Okay, I don't want to. Let's see. Okay, this one. Okay, I think I got an angle I can read. Okay, skull and bones theory. We're all familiar with the common. Oh my god, my stuff's fogging up. With the common bones and skull logo seen across almost anything and everything having to do with, like, poison or this and that or, you know, just, you know, skull and bones. Everyone knows what that is. Well, rumor has it that this is actually a symbol of a secret society that only a handful of people know about.
Oh, yeah.
Those who are within this group plan to impose world domination. Others mm-hmm. claim that this society is also a part of the Illuminati. Some also believe that the skull and bones have to do with any disaster after autumn equinox. You may want to think twice before you buy anything with a skull and bones logo on it from here on out. So,
yeah.
Once again, we're back to good old Illuminati, just taking everything fun. But like, if I was in like a grocery store and something has like a skull and bones on it, I'm probably not buying it anyways. Because one, it's going to be crazy. Like, I don't mind spicy stuff, but not like crazy spicy. So that's a warning. And then, If not, it would just be poison. I learned that as a kid watching cartoons, right? You learned that as a kid watching cartoons?
Like, I don't want my eyes to turn into X's, you know? Like, that's
Yeah. And then on cartoons, and it's not alcohol, because those were all like three X's on a jug, right?
Yeah,
that's what alcohol meant. That's such a weird... Why did that mean that? There's got to be a reason.
I don't know. Maybe it's like an old-timey thing.
Yeah, we'll have to... I might Google that when we're done, because I am genuinely curious.
I'll Google it right now. You look at the next one, and I'll Google it.
Okay, yeah, because it takes me a minute to find an angle where I can read. Okay, we got one more.
Oh, there we go. I got the answer. The meaning behind the three X's. Simply put, this is from the Old Tennessee Distilling Company.com. That's where this is.
Okay.
Simply put, the X marking indicates how many times that particular batch of moonshine was distilled. So that just means it's been the moonshine that's been distilled.
Yeah,
three times.
Okay. At least there is a reason.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Old cartoons were trying to teach us something.
They did. They taught us not
to
drink poison.
They're trying to teach us about the
three X's.
Yeah, and that, you know, the quality of moonshine is determined by the amount of X's on the jug. So,
boom.
Very good. All right, so the last one here is just the truth behind Halloween. Ever since we were young, we have celebrated Halloween as a holiday of candy, dressing up, and having a good time. While some conspiracies contradict our typical idea of Halloween, some say that Halloween is actually a satanic ritual due to the amount of underground parties, secret gatherings among people. This is why some walk in the streets paranoid around this time of year, or just avoid the holiday altogether. If this is accurate, then we may want to think again before we dress up as a devil for Halloween.
Oh, good. I'm happy I chose a lizard.
Yeah, I'm glad I went with Squidward. He's a squid. That makes sense. I was trying to figure out, what the hell is Squidward? It's in his name. He's a squid.
It's in his name. Oh, Jesus. So, yeah, that's interesting, for sure. Oh, hey, I was going to say, with the skull and bones, you're weird. He's flipping his nose and the Squidward around.
That's such a good time. What were you going to say?
I was going to say that the skull and bones thing, that's a secret society, and it all comes from a college.
Does it really?
From Yale. And it was founded in 1832. Have been people who are very influential that went through this. Like, I mean, like, there's a lot of different people who are influential with this. But two main people that I wanted to say who were in the skull and bones are both of the George Bushes.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's weird, right?
Kind of maybe explain some things.
Yeah. Yep. You got some good networking going on with your Skull and Bone Society. It's a very prestigious society. There's a whole Wikipedia page about it, so it's not very secretive, I guess.
It's not. Or it could be like how we had discussed the last episode, where they're just flaunting it out in front. Just, you know, that's the best way to hide something in plain sight.
What are you
going to
do about it? You ain't stopping us.
Exactly. Yeah, that's probably what they're doing.
Well, and I also have a conspiracy theory too, that to bring any attention off of the Skull and Bones secret society, that they have created. They didn't create, but they mandated somebody to make a game called Skull and Bones. So when you search for Skull and Bones, it comes up with the game stuff. Instead of Super Society for Skull and Bones. Because even when you Wikipedia it, it's like, this article's about this. Are you looking for the video game Skull and Bones? And it's like, no, I'm not.
Like, no, I'm not looking for that. You know?
I mean, I'll look at it later maybe a little bit. We'll see how it is. Whatever.
Yeah. But those were just kind of some of the quick ones I just want to do, just like random theories on Halloween. Now, the next thing I want to do is I want to talk about, I was looking up some other stuff, I want to talk about some conspiracy theories related to some Halloween movies and just kind of movies in general. Just so, on this one right here, let's just, there we go, oh boy, all So here we have to figure out how to do this. Where am I gonna put that? Let's put you right there. Okay.
He's struggling with his papers.
Yeah, well, it's hard to read, it's hard to move. So, you know, such is life.
Yep.
Under the sea. So. Okay, so this one is that the clown Pennywise from the movie It and Mary Poppins from Mary Poppins are the same type of monster.
What?
Yeah, one wild theory connects Pennywise from It and Mary Poppins. They might be from the same cosmic family. This idea explores their supernatural skills, suggesting a link beyond their world. Think about the crossover potential. The theory argues that they're similar. I cannot read that. That they're similar, using kids' minds for different goals. Mary for positive imagination, Pennywise for fear. They attract kids. Show up every few decades, Mary every 25 years, Pennywise every 27 years. And affect memories. Despite their methods, Mary's happy tunes versus Pennywise's scary movies, they're seen as two halves of a whole. So, what do you think of, you know, both of them being from like the same, you know, cosmic family, except for they're just opposites? So, you know, Mary Poppins flies around with her umbrella and stuff and feeds off of the happiness of children, while Pennywise feeds off of their fear and then eats them.
What you're saying is you and I are going to write the story for the greatest crossover of all time.
As far as crossovers go, that's a good one.
Mary Poppins versus It.
Yeah.
My God, it'd be glorious. It'd be really
good. So I'm not going to lie here. You know, I get it. I am 2 seconds away from taking this off. I'm very close, because it is very difficult to read or do any of this stuff.
Just take it off. It's fine.
Yeah, how long have I had this on? I've had this on like a half hour. Good God. Yeah. Okay, hold on.
Good God, okay.
Well, it's going to take... Okay, I can't, because I can't get to the zipper. Never mind. We're stuck in it. Unless Peaswad wants to text my wife right now and say, hey, come help Paul take this off.
I don't.
This is staying on.
I don't, because it's funny.
Okay, well, we are stuck wearing this then.
Burn!
Okay. Is she? Okay, she said hi!
Oh,
yeah, help me get this up.
In the episode. Look at that, Bert.
She's in the... Hey, there's my wife in the episode.
Are you gonna stand
you
up?
Did it, Bert. Gonna dress up for the occasion. I mean, that's fine, though. I don't know what's happening. Oh, that's so weird looking from my angle.
And there goes the phone.
Whoa, I'm on the floor now.
I don't know where it is. You good?
He's not technologically good. So, I'm on the floor currently. From my end.
You're fine. Quit complaining.
Camera I can see. Excuse me. Sleepy, you're looking extra buff, man.
I'm what?
You're looking extra buff, man.
Am I?
You've been lifting too many weights.
I don't know about all that. I do exercise, but I don't know if we're looking extra buff or anything. Okay. Okay.
So, all right, now he can actually read.
Oh my God, like that's fun, and that's a good time and everything, but shut that off. Okay, now we can actually do this a little easier. So, and hold on, Pete, go ahead. Pardon our technical difficulties while I take off a giant Squidward costume. There we go, all right, so now we can continue. Okay, all right, we did the Mary Poppins one. Okay. The Poughkeepsie tapes? Do you know what that is?
Poughkeepsie?
Okay, I've never heard of this. In a chilling twist on the Poughkeepsie tapes, some fans believe the documentarian behind the movie is actually the killer. While not actual
found footage, the film draws from real serial killer crimes, echoing the horrors of Jeffrey Dahmer and Ted Bundy. Its marketing and social media buzz have fueled misconceptions, making some believe it's a genuine snuff film. However, the movie featuring the fictional killer Edward Carver and his 800 videotapes of terror is entirely staged. Director Eric Dowdle's clever marketing and the film's realistic portrayal of crimes have kept audiences questioning the boundary between fact and fiction. I've never even heard of this.
I've heard of it, but I've never watched it.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
So that's not a good one for us to discuss, because neither one of us have any idea what it is. So,
yeah.
On to the next one. We're just going to avoid that one.
I'm interested in it. Like, it sounds cool, I guess.
Okay, let's discuss it then.
No, just skip it. We're good.
Okay, I was about to say, because I don't know. I don't have anything to contribute there. Okay, next one. Michael Myers, a corporate experiment. Another fan conspiracy theory coming from Reddit suggests Michael Myers from the Halloween franchise might suffer from an undiagnosed mental illness, specifically solipsism syndrome. No idea what that is. It's about to tell me, I believe. This I should have just kept reading, because it's about to literally tell me. This condition could make him believe that reality doesn't exist beyond his own mind, potentially explaining his lack of remorse and brutal murders. Mm. According to the theory, Michael's silence and violent behavior might stem from viewing others as mere figments of his imagination. So, yeah. So what do you think about that?
In that movie, he was in a mental hospital getting care for his problems like with this, and then he escapes.
Yeah, so that's completely believable, right? I mean, did they ever say what he had? Or, like, what he's afflicted? Like, or anything?
Well, this was the 80s, so mental health wasn't a priority. They were like,
that's
crazy.
Yeah, you just kind of just put them over here, like, when that happens.
You're going to stay in this place for the rest of your life.
Okay. Let's see. What's another one we want to do? Okay, let's do this one. This is one from about the movie Signs from M. Night Shyamalan. Mm-hmm. I hope I said Shyamalan. One of my favorites, though, has been M. Night Shyamalan, that the creatures are not aliens at all. The creatures are only hurt by water from the farmhouse, which is also the house of a priest. We can safely assume that at some point in the past, he blessed their well, so all the water in the house is indeed holy water, which leads to the theory that these creatures are demons and not aliens, which would also tie into the religious kind of storyline of part of the film. Which I've seen that movie a bunch of times, but no, those were definitely aliens.
I mean,
you know,
what we would say are aliens. How the hell would we know the difference in reality? Just because we've heard all of our lives that aliens look like this and demons look like this. Like, nobody knows. Who's walking around saying that they saw an alien? Well, there are a lot of people, actually.
A lot of people.
That's how we have an idea about that. Never mind. I don't know. It's an interesting theory for sure.
Yeah. All right. And here's just some real quick ones. This is the end of this page. So,
yeah.
Some of these movies I have seen, some I haven't seen. So, in the movie... let's see here. The movie The Collector is a failed prodigy of Jigsaw.
Yep.
The movie The Descent doesn't actually have creatures in it, but the main character is suffering from paranoia and hallucinations brought on by spelunking. The Mist ending that they have in the movie was actually necessary for what happened to the sun to happen, because someone needed to be sacrificed for the mist to clear. And alternatively, there's other theories. I didn't put them here specifically. Like, Willy Wonka is sacrificing children in connection to the movie The Cabin in the Woods. Peter Pan is the Angel of Death. And whatever Snowpiercer is a sequel to Willy Wonka. So there's those right there. So
what? What the fuck?
I do. I have a couple of these. We're not going to do all of them, but I'll just toss them in here.
Wait,
Yeah. Okay, which one?
How the hell is Snowpiercer the sequel to Willy Wonka?
Isn't that like the Snow Train movie?
Yeah. Like, it was like Armageddon or something from nuclear disaster, I believe, for the whole
day. Okay, so do I really need to make a note so we could try to land bridge this one together? Because that doesn't make any sense.
What?
Well, this the candy factory owner, and then it jumps to Snow Train at the apocalypse?
How is it? You could do, if that's the case, you know what two movies go together? The Last Samurai and Die Hard. They're in the same world.
Does The Last Samurai, is that have Tom Cruise in it?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's the only thing I know about that movie. I have no idea about anything else.
I'm just saying, like...
Well, I know he's not the first samurai. Like, that's evident. Yeah, that was that's evident. Yeah. That's not Tom Cruise.
No, no. That guy's...
So... Fun. Okay, yeah. Okay, let's do a couple of more before we move on to a couple other things. So, how about this one right here? That the Grinch from, you know, the Grinch movies, Christmas, and Jack Skellington are the same soul. What do you think about that? They're just living different lives. So in the movie, so the Grinch starts in Halloween Town, gets a one-way ticket to Christmas Town, and after a heartwarming transformation, kicks the bucket. And where does he end up? Back in Halloween Town, as none other than Jack Skellington. So, but then also, what if Jack Skellington, Victor from The Corpse Bride, and the kid from Frankenweenie are all the same person in different stages of life and death?
Wait, which three? What?
Let's see. You've got Nightmare Before Christmas, Victor from The Corpse Bride, and the kid from Frankenweenie. So
I never saw The Corpse Bride or Frankenweenie. So
see, I haven't either. So I was hoping maybe you did.
Yeah, I didn't. But I've actually heard that conspiracy theory before.
Right. That you have? You really?
Because I have the conspiracy theory.
Okay, and this one right here says that in the movie Beetlejuice, that Beetlejuice isn't actually dead until the very end of the movie.
Oh, really?
Yeah, at least the first one. This is based on the first Beetlejuice movie. I haven't seen the second one.
You said it three times.
What did I say? Is he showing up? Michael Keaton? If Michael Keaton shows up in my house, I'm going to be so excited right now. That is,
you got any beer?
Like, yeah, Michael Michael Keaton is my Batman, okay?
Yeah.
That's my Batman.
It's not mine, but yeah, I know what you mean.
Oh, who's yours? Val Kilmer? are you a George Clooney man? George Clooney?
Why would you choose nipple bats? Like, no. We don't want either one of those. My Batman is Christian Bale.
I mean, but the one with George Clooney, that Arnold Schwarzenegger in it, was wild.
It's so bad.
Mr. Freeze, it's terrible.
It's one of those that it's so bad that it's actually really good because of
it. Yeah, yeah. All right, but as far as this Beetlejuice thing, movie conspiracies suggest that the Netherworld's most notorious trickster was actually alive and kicking until at the very end that sandworm ate him. Why? Because he ends up in the Netherworld's infamous waiting room, a place reserved for the newly deceased. And get this, he was Juno's assistant before getting trapped in a grave, possibly as a living man who wandered into the Netherworld. Even his own words can't be trusted. He claims to be dead, but also talks about living through events centuries apart. So, was Beetlejuice just a dude who stumbled into the afterlife and was just kind of stuck there and then died, and that's why he ended up in that waiting room at the end of the first one?
Or, what seems more likely, is that if the dead go to the real world and die, then they have to go to the waiting room because they're starting over.
That would make sense.
Like, I mean,
because we don't know how the sandstorm place works. You know, they just kind of say, "Dog, there's stuff." You know, and I don't know why they end up in the movie Dune. Like, that's a is that an accidental crossover or was that on purpose? Because that's what it looks like. You know, it's on purpose. It's got to be. Like, it doesn't make any sense. If it wouldn't be
the far south side of the everything looks a little more cartoony for some reason. The far south side. It's all that spice.
Yeah, really far down there. So
yeah.
Okay, well, that's all like the movie conspiracy type, just little things that I had.
Yeah.
Do you, the only thing I've got going forward we can do, I've got some fun facts here just about Halloween, just for fun. We don't have to do all of them. I'll just kind of hit the ones that look interesting. So let's just
The best hits, right?
Yeah. We'll just hit these. There's 30 of them, so we'll just kind of skim here real quick. Just kind of see. Yeah. Here's one. One in five adults pretend not to be home on Halloween. So, in a 2023 poll, found that about one in five adults keep the porch lights off and pretend not to be home when trick-or-treaters come knocking. A number that this radio station has said has increased, with the number more accurately being reported as 25%. So, about one in five people, you know, just aren't wanting to hand out candy. Don't want to be bothered, you know.
And see, we're not going to hand out candy this year. We already talked about it. That's because we all want to go together out walking around.
Sure, sure. Well, my kids are all older, so I don't, they'll all go run around.
You know, I'm not going to let them just go.
Oh, well, now, no, you know.
So. Now, back in the day when we were kids, I know damn well as an 8-year-old at a minimum, I was going by myself trick-or-treating.
Yeah, definitely. When I was in elementary school, I was running around on my own. So, but times are different.
It's crazy. You know? It's so wild to think that now as a parent and an adult, you know.
Yeah. Okay, so here's another quick one. Trick-or-treat was not necessarily the original phrase children would shout to receive candy. Okay. Not what they used to say. Instead, kids would yell, "Bellsnickel." According to the Library of Congress, historians argue that the modern call originated from bellsnickeling, a German-American Christmas tradition where kids dressed in costumes were around to their neighbors to see if they could guess the identity of those dressed up. In some versions, if the adults couldn't accurately guess, the children were rewarded with treats and goodies. So, also,
just
here's
like a lie. You know, like.
You like, hey, you're up. John. I ain't John.
Like, no. You get like a Godzilla costume, and you're clearly Godzilla, and you go up to the door, and they're like, oh, you're Godzilla. No, I'm King Kong.
Well, I mean, when they were. They had to guess who the kids were. Like, who they actually. That's where.
Yeah. They
well, not what the costume they were wearing. They had to guess, like, who the person was.
Oh, it's a person.
They dressed up. So they could get, this is back, like, they're referencing German-American Christmas traditions and bellsnickeling. I don't think this was recent. So,
how do you know? You're caught up on the bellsnickel news?
I'm not up to date on my bellsnickeling news, unfortunately. I apologize. Every 19 years, there's a full moon on Halloween. So,
oh, that's cool.
Once every 19 years. Let's see if we got any more. Let's see any interesting ones. This one has to do with Halloween rituals geared towards finding a husband.
Okay. So
we'll save that one, but if any of you are looking for a husband, let me know. I'll send this to you. Sugar rationing. Sugar rationing during World War II paused trick-or-treating. Because of the shortage of the sweet stuff, trick-or-treating wasn't as big of a thing during World War II. After the rationing ended, it was all systems go. On the candy-collecting front, candy companies began launching advertising campaigns to cash in on the ritual again and make sure kids were clamoring for their products. But that would make sense, you know, when they're rationing.
I would understand as a kid, you know, there is a world war happening.
They wouldn't understand. You have children. Children are not reasonable. Like, at all.
God, yeah. You know what? As an adult, I'm like, yeah, I get it. You know, I get it. But, yeah, as a very small child, I would riot, probably.
Okay, here's one. This one says, the Irish brought us jack-o'-lanterns.
Oh, cool.
As the story goes, an Irish man named Stingy Jack tricked the devil and therefore was not allowed into heaven or hell, so he spent his days roaming the earth carrying a lantern, hence the name Jack-o'-lantern. Tell that story to the kids when you pick up your... Okay, blah, blah, blah. But, yeah, so they're saying that Stingy Jack tricked the devil, and then you're just not... If you trick the devil, you can't go anywhere. Nowhere. You don't get you don't go anywhere. You've just got to hang out with pumpkins.
You tricked me. That was rude. How about you go do something else? Like, what? No, Satan, I'm supposed to go with you. Like, what?
Yeah. Okay. Let's see here. I'm trying to find an interesting one. Candy corn was originally called chicken feed. I mean, they can have it. I don't want it.
Yeah.
What's your opinion on candy corn, if I might ask?
That it's made out of turds.
Is that what it is? I mean, it doesn't... I can eat, like, it's one of those things, like, I can eat, like, a couple, and then after like, I don't need a couple more for another 12 months, you know?
It's like three maximum every year.
Yeah, and then that's it.
You have to, but I'm not going to eat it if I don't have to.
This says you can visit a pumpkin patch in Hawaii. Will they grow there?
I don't know. Probably.
This doesn't even tell me. It just says you can do it, and it says, hey, there's this place, and hey, there's this place. I feel like that's like sponsored content just in the middle of this list.
Oh.
You know?
In Omaha, Nebraska, there's a place called Valla's Pumpkin Patch.
Mm-hmm.
And they are only open like 4 months a year, and they are like the number one in the world pumpkin patch or something like that.
Oh, okay. Like, I didn't know that.
They're good. Like, they do it right. So, What up, Valis?
Okay, this says here that New York City throws the biggest Halloween parade in the U.S., draws more than 2 million spectators, and includes about 70,000 participants joining in as the route winds through Greenwich Village.
Wait, hold on.
Yep.
This year, it should be 70,001, right, Squidward? Participants, 70,001 this year.
With Squidward.
Yeah.
Am I going? Earlier.
Yeah. Yeah, this I'm is going. Your chance. This is your chance. This is perfect.
Oh, yeah. What the? I can go wreck this parade. Not yes. wreck. I mean join. Yeah, not ruin.
You're not going to do anything bad. You're just going to walk in the parade.
I feel like I need to start off with like a county parade. Like a smaller one. Try to see how joining one of those goes before I jump to New York City.
Just go for the gold, man. Straight into New York City.
Just try it out once.
Yeah. One and done. Boom.
On other news, children horrified as Squidward is shot. So. Okay, so it says here, right here, and I firmly believe this, Reese's Cups are the top Halloween candy.
Oh, my God.
What do you think?
Spoiler alert, they are.
They definitely are. Without a doubt, that's number one
in the hood, G, all day long.
Oh, my gosh. Like, that's... It's the one, like, I will, because luckily for me, my two daughters hate peanut butter. So whenever they get those, they give them all to me, you know. And I'm not a big candy person, but, like, I will eat those, you know, for sure.
I'd love to hear that.
Yeah. A city in Canada banned teens over 16 from trick-or-treating.
Boo.
Anyone over the age of 16 caught trick-or-treating in Bathurst, Canada faces up to a $200 fine. City also has a curfew for all residents, so even those under 16 aren't allowed after 8 p.m. Well, that's lame.
What? That's so boring.
Yeah, boring.
Boo.
If that's true, Bathurst, Canada. Nope.
Unless you're an actual listener from there, that place is great. Please come back.
You should move to a different place in Canada.
Yeah, Canada's a beautiful place. There's lots of room, I promise.
Let's see here. Okay, one last one. It says some adoption shelters used to suspend black cat adoptions for Halloween. They feared the animals were in danger from satanic cults, and they wanted them for nefarious purposes in the days leading up to Halloween. Now, though, shelters have gone in the opposite direction. They promote adopting black cats around Halloween. Nice. Because I don't know if a lot of you people listening adopt a lot of pets from shelters and stuff. That's where we get all of our, like, we've gotten all of our dogs and most of our pets. But black cats are very difficult to get adopted just because they're so common, mm-hmm. and people typically don't adopt them. So that makes sense on that front right there.
That's a good idea to promote it. Have an all black cat that we adopted.
Do you? That's great.
Cake. Yeah. My cat Cake.
Okay, so that's it for like kind of some of the theory stuff like that. So now let's move to a little bit more fun stuff. So I've got.
Yeah.
I've just got, before we get into some other stuff between you and I,
mm-hmm.
I have here the top 25 trending Halloween costumes for 2024 based upon Google searches.
Oh, okay.
So we can just go over, you know, we can go through all of them if you want to. So number one, Shrunken Head Bob.
Oh.
You know?
That makes sense.
Okay. Number two is Ray Gun. You remember the break dancer over the summer in the Olympics?
Yes.
Who was doing all that really weird stuff? That's number two.
It's like a person who's watched 20 videos of break dancing and they're like, go, represent Australia.
They got all the, I don't know anything about break dancing, but apparently the judges didn't like it because they got zeros across the board.
Well, it was pretty bad.
Catnap. Which I hadn't heard of this. So it's a royal purple cat who's also a character from Poppy Playtime, the indie horror video game series.
Yeah.
You ever heard of that? I've never heard of that. Dolores, Beetlejuice's ex-wife in the film Beetlejuice. Pomni, the protagonist of Glitch Productions' indie animated web series The Amazing Digital Circus.
Okay.
Envy, one of the new characters introduced in the Pixar films. Red... from some Descendants movie from Disney. Dr. Doom, Sabrina Carpenter, Lady Deadpool, Those are the top 10. Number 11, Chipotle Burrito. Now the list starts to get a little more fun. You know what I mean?
Time out. What?
Chipotle Burrito.
Chipotle Burrito.
You don't want to be a Chipotle Burrito?
I do now. Is there still time?
There's always time.
It is tomorrow.
Yeah.
Actually, I say that my wife has a blanket that is a burrito. You know, have you ever seen?
Yeah, I've seen them.
Just a throw blanket. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
We got one of those. So I can easily be a Chipotle Burrito. I'm thick enough, you know.
Just walk around with it. Yeah. So then after that, Anger from Inside Out, Disgust from Inside Out. 14 is okay. Wolverine. 15, Anxiety from Inside Out. So apparently not as popular. You've got Delia, I don't even remember, Delia Dietz from Bleed Beetlejuice. I can never say her name right. 17 Delia? Is Gambit. Yeah, Delia. 18 is just raised, but it just says Dune. So.
the world?
I guess. Sand, you're just sand. You're gonna go as just. I was about to say go as like a DVD cover, but no one knows gonna know what the hell I'm probably talking about because people don't buy DVDs. We're old. 19 is Minion. 20 is Shadow the Hedgehog. Then you've got Joy from Inside Out, so least favorite. Okay. Apparently, the least favorite of the characters from that. Yeah. Peely from Fortnite. You know what that is?
Oh, yeah. It's the banana with legs or something.
Oh, like okay. Great. Lydia Dietz. The last two are kind of... Number 24 is Soulja Boy.
What?
It's what this says.
That's
How is... Like, didn't he have one song when we were, like, 20?
Yes, he did. I hate that guy. Oh, I hate that guy so much.
And number 25 is... Take a guess. Guess anything. Anything. Guess. I want you to guess.
Okay. It's going to be the Big Ben Tower in the UK.
Okay. It's Godzilla. But you're, you know, kind of in the same idea. So.
Yeah.
All right. So if you need a Halloween costume, there you go. Yeah. And, you know, my wife, like I said, my wife always complains that we don't explain what we're doing enough. So do I need to... I'm going to assume she knows what Halloween is, so we're not going to take the time to stop and explain it. You know, I'm going to assume she knows what it is. So, but for the last part here, before we get going here, after, you know, we're going to do a couple of things at the end. So, Pizawa and I got together. We were kind of wanted to. We each made a list, so we want to go over. The first thing we're going to do is I wanted to know what Pizawa's top five Halloween or scary movies would be. Not like what you know. People think the overall like consensus is like just his favorites, and then I've got a list of my favorites as well on mine. So Pizawa, what's your we'll do your list first. So
I want to go back and forth. Let's just
you want to go back and forth. Okay, so what's your number five?
Okay, I don't have mine in an order of like this is the most or this
okay
is
just
my five favorite instead of top five for me. It's just five favorite.
Okay,
the It series.
Those are good. Those are great.
I love the old ones and the new ones so much, man.
The old ones, I don't know. Like, it's just...
it's a nostalgia thing, I think.
Yeah, I guess it is. But that's if you haven't read that book, it is a super good book. I read that book before I watched the movies when I was a kid. Mm-hmm. So, my number five is the movie The Thing with Kurt Russell.
From the Addams Family?
Not that one. Not quite. the thing where, like, the alien thing is, like, getting into people and then eating everybody.
I never watched that movie.
You should. It's pretty good. It's a very good movie. So, okay. All right, what's your next one?
The Exorcist.
I've seen that once.
It's unbelievable is what it
I've
is.
Seen, I've so seen cool. it once. Doesn't it have the dad from the Coach show?
Yeah, Craig T. Nelson?
Yeah, isn't that him?
he is in it, right?
I think he's the dad. Pretty sure he's the dad. Craig T. Nelson, if you're watching, confirm or deny.
Yeah, Craig T. Nelson, hit us up. You got my number.
Okay, my number four would be, and this is a, this you might not have ever heard of this, the movie The Frighteners.
This should be your number three, buddy. Oh, wait. Keep going. The Frighteners, whatever.
Yeah, have you ever seen the movie The Frighteners? Michael J. Fox, and he's like chasing ghosts and trying to save people and this and that. It's a really good movie. It's an older one, kind of obscure, but it's really good. So,
I mean, it's your list, you know.
Like, it's exactly. It's my list. It's my list. So.
Yeah, damn it! Respect the list.
Yeah, I did bullet points and everything.
I just roll my hand write things.
No, yeah, I write everything on paper. Everything. So, so random slips of paper. You should see my desk at work. So.
Oh yeah, that's how my desk always was too. It was like 1,000 papers everywhere, and it's like, you tell me something.
Yeah. Okay. Next for you.
So I would say, 28 Days Later.
That's a really good one.
Yeah.
That's a really good one. Have you seen the other ones after that?
Yeah. And they're supposed to be making a third one.
Yeah, like years later or something?
Yeah, I think it's years
later. Yeah. Yeah, it'd be good. I'll watch that for sure. Yeah, it's because I think like at the end of the first one, spoiler alert, like they all start kind of, because they're not eating, so they kind of like all start like dying off, dissipating, however you'd want to say it. So
yeah.
My third one, kind of in the same vein, is the newer version of Dawn of the Dead, where they're stuck in the mall. And,
that was a very, like, that was going to go on my list, because that was, like, perfect for us to be, like, graduating or something, you know? So you're, like,
yeah.
We were, like, older, so it wasn't, I don't know, it was a really good movie that almost made my list.
Yeah, that's one of my favorite, like, zombie, like, Halloween movies. I've definitely watched it this month, at least once, I know I have.
Yeah.
So next for you?
Carrie.
Carrie? I've never read the book, and I've never seen the movie.
It's good. It's super interesting. It's, I don't know.
It's like telekinesis stuff, right?
Yeah.
Is what it's kind of based on.
Yeah. It's wild, man. It's really good though. It's a great movie.
Okay. My number two is Nightmare Before Christmas.
Is that a Christmas movie or is that a?
It is both. Movie? It is both. I watch it at both times of the year. So anytime between now and the end of the year, it's free game to watch that movie if you want, because it's. Encompasses this entire season.
Sleepy's, you know, viewing rules.
Well, not rules, are more guidelines. So,
and you know damn well not to watch Back to the Future after May Day.
Yeah, you don't do that. And Peaswad and I have other hard opinions with each other on what certain movies are holiday movies and aren't. So,
yep. And one of us is right and one of us is wrong. So we would like to hear one of your us is opinion right. on who is right. We are not going to say who believes what. Actually, we have already, I think.
That we haven't.
I'm going to say this so that way it's believable, you know? Like, one of us believes one thing and one believes the other thing. I'm not going to say who believes what, but is Die Hard a Christmas movie? Yes or no?
Yep.
Please tell us what you
comment,
think.
Is comment. Comment, let us know.
A Christmas movie, yes or no? And then next episode, I'll look into that. And we'll talk about that right there.
Yeah.
See if anybody responded back. It is a Christmas movie or not.
Okay. So, all right. So, your last one, what do you have?
The Friday the 13th series. The ones from the 80s.
Yeah, those are really good.
It's got a nostalgic grip on me, you know? Just because being a young kid, I was scared watching those. But then it was still, like, really good to watch. It was fun.
On those really old, on those older movies like that, from, like, that time frame. I really like the Hellraiser movies. I thought those were really scary.
Yeah.
Like the Pinhead guy.
I watched them until like a year or two ago. But I think I've seen the first two of the series.
Okay, so for my last one, I went over my list with my kids earlier and told them. And this last one, they were just kind of... Yeah, I'll get into it in a second. The number one scariest movie that I have ever seen, and I'll explain, the movie Arachnophobia. So let me. You did this. My kids did the same thing. Like Braden looked at me. Say he said, "Dad, he's like that's like a horror. That's classified as like horror comedy." He said, "That's not even, you know." The kid's like, "You're afraid of spiders, bro." And then I was thinking about it. I was like, "You know what?" Because I've only seen it once or twice, and it was when I was a kid. I have not seen it since because it scared me a ton as a kid.
Yep.
And Kenna was like, "It's probably not even scary now." This and that. I was like, "Well, maybe I should." You know what? I decided to keep it on my list because you know why. Because it at a point in my life, I mean, it was obviously when I was a kid, this movie scared the hell out of me. I mean, it made me afraid of spiders on a level growing up as a kid that was, like, almost problematic. Like, it shaped me as a person, as a child. So from the fact that this movie did that, I've left it at number one on my list because it. I remember watching it the first time and just thinking that, oh my god, any little spider could that I can't see could get on me and then bite me and kill me. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's just. Yeah. And then McKenna was like, oh, well, I'd rather just it'd be about a giant spider. I was like, you can see the giant spider and you can go somewhere else. I was like, what? You can't see the little ones just like everywhere. So anyways, that's my list, you know, and my reasoning behind my number one, which my kids said was lame. But, you know, what do they know?
They nothing. Don't know anything.
They don't know anything. So I do want to throw in a couple of honorable mentions. So yeah, sure. I don't know. So House of a Thousand Corpses. Really like that one, that series. Yeah. Army of Darkness, Evil Dead, Bruce. You don't like those? Oh, I love those.
I've only watched like one of them.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm not like, and that was a billion years ago.
Yeah. So those are on my list. And then the movie Young Frankenstein with Gene Wilder. Have you ever seen that?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of just a goofy, fun one, you know.
Yeah. Shaun of the Dead.
That's a great one too.
If we're talking about horror, it's like, yeah, that's not, but it's still...
No. If it's just like...
movie, whatever.
Goofy type stuff.
That's got to be my top 10 just favorite movies of all time, at least, you know?
Mm-hmm. I'd agree.
God, I love that movie. Shaun of the Dead. If you haven't watched Shaun of the Dead, go watch right now. Well, as soon as we're done with this episode, go watch it.
Yeah. Go to the Winchester.
Wait out the Winchester.
Okay. Next, we're gonna do a couple more of these before we get going. We'll try to get through them a little quicker.
Yeah.
Peaswad, we can just, you run, I'll run through mine, you run through yours, just so we get through this one kind of quick. Top five Halloween, what's your top five Halloween candies? So I'll give you mine. So number five is, what's happening?
Going back and forth?
No, I'll run through mine, you run through yours. Okay. Yeah, we'll just do it a little quicker. So Mr. Good Bars.
Okay.
Kit Kats.
No, God, you're 100.
You don't like Kit Kats?
No,
Mr. Good Bars?
Mr. Good Bars. That's for like 97-year-olds.
I used to eat them all the time as a kid. So, and my kids don't like them. So it's literally just chocolate with peanuts in it. So I get all those. So it's like I'm saying I like the little orange and black twist tie candy or whatever the heck those things are. Kit Kats, peanut M&Ms,
M&Ms.
Yeah, peanut M&Ms. You don't like peanut M&Ms?
You're so... That's like an old person thing to do.
No, it's not. Eating peanut M&M's is not an old person thing to do.
It's my whole life, I've always thought of peanut M&M's as old people stuff. Because it'd be like... As a kid, you know, you're like, hey, person who's way older than me, do you have any M&M's? Well, I think I only have peanut. Oh, what the hell? Why is it always old people, man?
Old people and me walk you around my whole life with peanut M&M's, so...
You are 30 years older than what your actual age is.
I guess so. Number two is pretty much any type of gummy candy. Gummy worms, gummy bears, all of it. I don't like the sour ones because they give me heartburn. So, because Peaswell said I'm like a 98-year-old man. And then number one, obviously, Reese's. Reese's peanut butter cups. Best all ones.
Right. Okay. Okay.
You and yours.
Butterfinger.
Okay.
Dark chocolate, Three Musketeers.
Butterfingers are just too chewy. Like, they get stuck in my teeth.
They do, yeah. It's like,
yeah.
You eat a Butterfinger. You eat a Butterfinger first, and then you eat a couple other pieces of candy to try to bust that Butterfinger out of your mouth.
Yeah, that would make, that's a process, I guess, so.
Yeah. Dark chocolate, Three Musketeers. Kit Kat, Twix. And number one, easily, Reese's Peanut Butter Cups.
Yep, that's the one.
Easily.
The only one that on yours that it's the Butterfingers, like I said, not a get stuck in my teeth. But Musketeers, isn't that just like all like nougat?
Oh, yeah. I love it.
Yeah, yeah. I'm anti-nougat. I'm anti-nougat. I'm in that camp.
Wow, you're a nougatist?
for no reason. I just decided right now. So...
You're a nougatist, aren't you?
Yeah. Okay. And then you had one, and then Peaswad had one that he sent me.
Yes.
But you go ahead and go through yours, because I tried to remember. Like, I don't really remember specifically dressing up as anything super awesome.
Okay.
Throughout my life. But you go ahead and go with yours. I have some, so... Like, I'll try to pick my brain a little bit.
So the top five favorite Halloween costumes that you wore.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. I went as a nerd, and I mean, it was perfect. Like, the plaid pants that went up to your nipples, like the big thick glasses, and you know, like I slicked my hair down, and then I looked so like, not like a regular nerd, you know, like TV show trash bag nerd, you know.
Sure. Yeah.
But it looked real good. And then I also went as a spider giraffe.
What is a spider giraffe?
Spider-Man giraffe, I guess, technically. I just had like a Spider-Man shirt on.
Mm-hmm.
And I had a pretty tall mask that was a giraffe.
Oh, okay. That makes sense. Okay.
And on my Twitch, actually, if you somebody's a new follower or something, one of the gifts at the top right.
Is that it?
Yep.
No way. That's what that is? I know exactly what you're talking about.
Like, it's the gift is of me pretending to eat as the giraffe, the Spider-Man giraffe.
Well, now I know what that is. I never knew what that was.
See, just, there you go.
I knew what it was, but I didn't know that's what it was from.
Like,
so,
you see it and you're like, okay, cool. There's that thing. And it's like,
yeah, there's that giraffe doing like headbanging. Okay,
that's
cool.
That's pretty sick, though, right? It's a gif of me.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not just like any gif.
I didn't know that.
Okay. And then I went as Zombie Steve Jobs.
Okay.
Pretty easy costume, you know. You get the glasses. I had popped the lenses out. Because I get motion sickness if I wear anything other than, like, my glasses and stuff. Mm-hmm. But, I had, like, the wire-rimmed glasses, and I popped those out, and I put zombie paint on my face, and I just wore, like, what you wore, always, like, a black shirt and blue jeans.
Right, right.
Boom, zombie Steve Jobs.
Yeah, okay.
I think I was, like, I don't even know how old I was. Like, maybe 6 years old, maybe eight. I was pretty young, but I went as the Crow. I had all the
so hardcore,
and I'm telling you, I was a kid, and there's a video of it recorded on, like, you know, potato, pretty much,
right?
But my sister has it, and they're like, oh, look at me, he's all dressed up, and then I'm just standing there like all somber and serious faced, and I'm like looking like I'm ready to fight, and they're like, you could smile. I was in character.
The Crow never smiles.
The Crow doesn't smile. I was in character, man.
That's all right. Very good.
All right, so the last one I have on my list here is I went as Chicken Cordon Bleu.
Okay. How did you do that?
Okay. Well, when I say that, what do you think I went as?
Well, it sounds like food, but I'm guessing it wasn't. I'm guessing you did something a little different with it. Yeah. Yeah.
So what it was is I had a chicken mask, like a mask that just was a big ass chicken, and I wore a blue shirt and I wrapped an orange extension cord around my body. So I was
that would make sense.
Cord on blue.
There you go. That's super creative.
Yeah.
So all of mine, like there was, I don't really remember dressing up as anything cool when I was a kid. Like you'd get the mask, whatever, and there was a big gap where I didn't dress up basically until I had kids. So once the kids got out and they were a little older and walking, you know, we walk around them, I started dressing up every year. So so mine are all going to be kind of from with the kids, you know what I mean? So probably number five on that. A few years back, I dressed up as a giant chicken.
Okay.
I went and got a chicken costume. I think Brittany did makeup. I had to go look back and find pictures, but I did that. Another one that I did, I went as a banana a few years ago. That's probably like 3 to 4 years ago. But my Halloween costume wasn't even the best that year because people don't know this, but there was a period years ago, I posted a different picture of Jeff Goldblum on my wife's Facebook page every day for a year. Full on year.
Too.
I did. I recently did it again just because it had been so many years. It had been like 6 years or so since I did it, so I did it again. But anyways, the first time was the best. But her costume was the best because I literally took the time. I found a picture of Jeff Goldblum. I cut it out. I glued, you know, and then I cut out the matching, you know, cardboard for it. I literally glued it to it, you know, no eye holder, just a picture of his face, and put it on, like, the stick thing. She walked around with a Jeff Goldblum, like, little face mask all evening, you know. Pretty hilarious. I don't know if you've ever seen the pictures. Please, I'll send it to you.
Yeah, I don't think I've seen that picture.
I'll send it to you. I definitely still have it. So,
I mean, I can vouch that he 100% did that too, because
The posting thing? Yeah.
But the Jeff Goldblum thing once every day for a full year, and then you did it, like you said, another time. And you were at my dad's house for Sleepy Palooza. I don't remember what year that was, whatever. Mm-hmm. And I helped you pick a couple of times, like a couple of the days. Yeah. You were like, oh, which Jeff Goldblum picture?
Yeah, that's the second time I did it. So that was fun. Then after that, last year, I went, I had an inflatable type thing like this, but it was one of the ones where it looks like I'm riding like a unicorn. So I had like the unicorn legs and like the reins or whatever on it and this and that. For that right there. I would say number two, and this is kind of an easy cop-out, probably what I had on is probably one of the cooler things I've ever had.
Yeah.
But I think probably, I think it was 2 or 3 years ago, I went as Bob Ross. And I thought that was super fun, because that's not hard to dress up as. You just had, I had the wig, you just have to smile a lot, and, you know, it's just like a blue shirt and just some regular jeans tucked in, just kind of walking around with your I don't even know what that's... Is it, no, easel is what you put the picture on.
Oh.
What is this called?
Your slab of wood.
You walk around with your slab of wood and your paintbrush and just smile at people, you know? So
you can probably tell we were not the art kids in school.
I wasn't. I never understood that, because you take art and, like, I'm not good at that type of stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, I got, like, C's the entire time. Which, whatever. Like, I didn't grow up to be an artist, obviously.
Yeah.
But, like, how are you going to give me bad grades because I don't have the hand-eye coordination to draw, like, somebody's face? Like, that just doesn't seem fair. You know?
I agree.
This isn't like math where it's like there's like a process.
Yeah.
This is, hey, how good are you at looking at things and hand-eye coordination? Bad? Well, you're going to do poorly in this class. So. Anyway, that's my rant against art teachers. So... But anyways, so that's the end of the list of stuff we have. Is there anything else you want to add to our Halloween episode, which actually ran a lot longer than I thought it would?
Oh, yeah.
To be honest with you. Yeah.
Just some chatty Cathy's.
Yeah, yeah.
No, I don't have anything else. Let me do the quick little rundown here. Oh, let me yawn real quick. Okay. This was episode 24, Halloween Conspiracy Theories. Don't forget, we are at WT Conspiracy on Instagram, TikTok, and Twitter. WTConspiracy@gmail.com is how you email us, or check out our videos on YouTube. WT Conspiracy, all one word. You will find us currently, if you're listening to us right now. I am wearing my costume. And you're not, so...
Yeah, I took mine off. And my wife had a special guest appearance in the in the podcast today to help me get it off. Because once it's on, I can't reach the zipper, so I can't get it off. So yeah,
you just live in there.
Yeah, you just got to just stay.
This is the pee corner. Like, uh-oh.
What?
This is the pee corner. Uh-oh. Well, it's never better then.
Yeah, it's just the way she goes. It's the way she goes, bud.
All right. So, outro, you ready?
Yeah.
All right. If we didn't do a good job this time,
maybe we will next time.
Boom. Thank you for watching, everybody. Don't forget, episode number 25 is Urban Legends by State Part 7.
Doing another one. It feels.
And also, don't forget to send us your picture. Pretty much message us on Instagram, I think, would be the best bet of you wearing a costume and listening to this episode. So boom. Okay, thanks for watching or listening and watching, technically. Bye. What are you doing? I don't know.
I never wave.
You're the worst, man. What was that weak wave?
I just sit here until it's done. All right, cool.
Say bye, and he just sits there sad. All this is going in there too.
Oh, okay. Well.
God. Okay.
This is the most awkward outro ever.